contrary to popular belief, Gen Z, so mainly sort of under 30s, but particularly 18 to 24 year olds, do not believe that religious extremism poses a threat to British society in the same way that older age groups do. In fact, they consistently polled lower. So the national average was around 81% of Brits believing that religious extremism poses a threat to our society. But amongst 18 to 24 year olds, that drops to 67%.
Can you explain why you think that is?
There's not one reason why. I mean, I suspect the reason is their idea of what religious extremism could just be extreme, like devoutness to one religion, or maybe not understanding the implications. But they also don't seem to have as much kind of allegiance or to national identity. So if you're looking at sort of identity markers that resonate amongst generations, amongst the younger generations, it's mainly sort of to do with religion as opposed to sort of national identity. So they relate more strongly to their faith than to sort of being a part of a nation state. In fact, Brits under two-thirds of Brits under the age 35 felt that they see themselves as being British just as much as they see themselves identifying with their chosen religion, which is interesting because in the past you would see more people identify with being British first and then sort of their affiliation to their religion. But with Gen Z, it's kind of either equalized or flipped on its head. And they also seem to be more open to faith. So they're 15% more likely to believe that it's a good thing for politicians to be talking about faith in public. They think it's a good thing to have that kind of open dialogue with regards to faith. But you see that kind of drop off a cliff when you get to 45, of people over the age of 45 who actually would like to see some less discussions about faith in the media and amongst our politicians.
So when it comes to their attitude to faith, are they just open to anything that might grab their attention?
I think they're more open to exploring their spirituality. You do have sort of differences amongst faith groups about their openness to different religions. So you see amongst Hindus, for example, they are most likely to have changed religion at least once in their life or be open to changing religion. If you look at sort of Muslim faith groups, Muslim faith groups, they're most likely to have changed religion at least once in their life. Many of them are actually towards Islam as opposed to other religions. But the Gen Z and the younger generations tend to just be more open to faith in general. I suppose it's something new for them to explore. But we're now seeing what we can call a faith revival amongst young people. And there are also regional disparities of this as well. So you see that sort of faith revival is strongest amongst mainly people in South London.